One day I went to the Henry Street address to look up Jack. A tall, red-haired girl met me at the door. "I'm Mary," she said. "Come in." It seemed that Jack was in Washington on business. "Come on into the front room," she said, pushing aside a red corduroy curtain. "I talked to landlords and bill collectors in the kitchen. We live in here." I looked around. The bric-a-brac had gone. The place looked like a chop suey joint. There were black and red lacquered tables scattered around. Black curtains covered the window. A colored wheel had been painted on the ceiling with little squares and triangles of different colors giving a mosaic effect. "Jack did that," Mary said, pointing to the wheel. "You should have seen him. He stretched a board between two ladders and lay down on it. Paint kept dripping into his face. He gets a kick out of doing things like that. We get some frantic kicks out of that wheel when we're high. We lay on our backs and dig the wheel, and pretty soon it begins to spin. The longer you watch it, the faster it spins." This wheel had the nightmarish vulgarity of Aztec mosaics, the bloody, vulgar nightmare, the heart throbbing in the morning sun, the garish pinks and blues of souvenir ashtrays, postcards, and calendars. The walls were painted black, and there was a Chinese character in red lacquer on one wall. "We don't know what it means," she said. "Shirts, 31 cents, I suggested. She turned on me her blank, cold smile. She began talking about Jack. "I'm queer for Jack," she said. "He works at being a thief just like any job. He used to come home nights and hand me his gun. Stash that. He likes to work around the house, painting and making furniture." As she talked, she moved around the room, throwing herself from one chair to another, crossing and uncrossing her legs, adjusting her slip, so as to give me a view of her anatomy in installments. She went on to tell me how her days were numbered by a rare disease. "Only 26 cases on record. In a few years, I won't be able to get around at all. You see, my system can't absorb calcium, and the bones are slowly dissolving. My legs will have to be amputated eventually. Then the arms." There was something boneless about her, like a deep-sea creature. Her eyes were cold fish eyes that looked at you through a viscous medium that she carried about with her. I could see those eyes in a shapeless protoplasmic mass undulating over the dark sea floor. "Benzedrine is a good kick," she said. 3 strips of the paper or about 10 tablets. Or take 2 strips of Benny and 2 goofballs. They get down there and have a fight. It's a good drive." 3 young hoodlums from Brooklyn drifted in, wooden-faced, hands in pockets, stylized as a ballet. They were looking for Jack. He had given them a short count in some deal. At least that was the general idea. They conveyed their meaning less by words than by significant jerks of the head and by stalking around the apartment and leaning against the walls. At length, one of them walked to the door and jerked his head. They filed out. "Would you like to get high?" Mary asked. "There may be a roach around here somewhere." She began rummaging around in drawers and ashtrays. "No, I guess not. Why don't we go uptown? I know several good connections we can probably catch about now." A young man lurched in with some object wrapped in brown paper under one arm. "Ditch this on your way out," he said, putting it down on the table. He staggered into the bedroom on the other side of the kitchen. When we got outside, I let the wrapping paper fall loose, revealing the coin box of a pay toilet, crudely jimmied open. In Times Square, we got in a taxi and began cruising up and down the side streets, Mary giving directions. Every now and then she would yell stop and jump out, her red hair streaming, and I would see her overhaul some character and start talking. "The connection was here about 10 minutes ago. This character's holding, but he won't turn loose of any." Later, "The regular connection is gone for the night. He lives in the Bronx. But just stop here for a minute. I may find someone in Kellogg's." Finally, "No one seems to be anywhere. It's a bit late to score. Let's buy some Benny tubes and go over to Ronnie's. They have some gone numbers on the box. We can order coffee and get high on Benny."